all the time.
Second time we're off schedule. We're off schedule.
Hello and welcome to Bunta Vista, episode 373. I am Ben, and I'm here on a walking tour of the historic pubs of Scrote upon Gunt. These pubs, often run by the married couples and families who would live upstairs, offered locals not only a place to shed their cares after a hard day's work down the local asbestos mines, but also a third place to socialise with their community and catch up on the news of the village. Up here on your right, made clear by the cane and top hat on its sign there, it's the Foppish Nonce, built back in 1562 and rebuilt, of course, in 1867 after the fire. Directly across from that, you'll find the Flattened Todger, dating back to the early 1700s, rebuilt, of course, in 1867, 1902, 1927, 1935, and 2018 on account of the fires. And here we, of course, have the Barmy Flasher, and immediately adjacent, the Dogging Husband, both built around 1750 and both currently ablaze. It is just a short stroll down to one of the oldest pubs in our humble village, the Felching Pegger. And there's the landlady, whistling on her way to work with a smile and a jerry can. It's Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hello, love.
Hello, love. You all right?
You all right?
Also with us, having just burnt down the cuckolded cum pig, it's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, mate.
What's all this then? You accusing me of burning something down?
So I was kind of thinking that a lot of pubs in England, they'd seem, it's always in their history, there's a bit where they got burnt down and often they have funny names.
Mm.
Yep.
And that gave us the walking tour of pubs intro. Hey.
In Scrote upon Gunt. Sorry,
Scrote upon
just
Gunt. Yes.
And I've never left Scrote upon Gunt.
It's a beautiful
in my
town.
Whole life.
It's a beautiful place.
We're a very small country and I've never been anywhere else.
No. What else would you need?
New pub.
Everything's there. Another pub, because the pubs are all
pubs.
Currently on fire. We need another few. Man, I was reading the news stories this morning before we recorded, as I want to do, and I was just really enjoying that there is a specific phenomenon in the English tabloids, a tabloid phenomenon, you might say. This is not a segue. where, because they're just like scraping stories from social media and stuff, they take their photos from people's like Facebook pages and Instagrams and stuff. And oftentimes there'll just be a story about something happening to or done by an English woman in her like 30s or 40s. And the lead image is just the most unbelievably face-tuned photo you've ever seen in your entire life. Like, I was showing one to Maddie this morning where the woman just had no facial features. Like, it is just a sort of beige blur, but with the like digital mascara added on.
So good.
Doing the Callista Gingrich, huh?
Yeah.
Particular British woman sort of behavior.
It's so funny.
Face tuning.
It's also like, for whatever reason, that's a thing that a British woman in her 30s would do, but an American woman in her 60s would do.
Yeah, you're right.
It's kind of fascinating to me because, like, this is obviously a thing that happens to people when they get cosmetic surgery, right? Like, you know, you get a facelift, you get some fillers, you're getting smoothed out and everything. And the further you go down that road, the more your self-image changes and you go,
yeah,
well,
you like lose touch with what a human face looks like.
Yeah, and I want to go a little further. And now this looks normal to me and I want to go a little further. But I'm equally fascinated by people who are doing that with the digital mirror in their phone. Who are just going, nope, not quite normal yet. Not normal yet. Smoother. I want to look like a sentient cloud. I want to look like the baby sun from Teletubbies.
I want to be kind of just like a haze. I want to be one of the energy clouds from Star Trek.
Yes.
Just pure aura. All aura.
I want to look like the big crystal thing that talks to them in the base in Power Rangers.
Yes,
that's just want to be eyes and lips in like a white void, perfectly smooth. I want to appear to have like one polygon.
It's actually
that is
really
the front
appealing
of my face.
When you put it that way. I might face tune the hell out of my face.
Why
and
not
make that my blue sky profile picture?
Yeah, put some posts on the Bunta Vista Instagram of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, people need to be updated on a day in the life of a podcaster.
That's true. People love that one.
Yeah, I'll do that and I'll really face tune it.
What a blast it. You want to see all the pixels around you all fucked up too,
to
you know?
Hold perfectly still so that I don't move and lose the filter.
Hey, burning down a historic pub, that's probably a crime. We talk about crimes in Crime Watch.
We put
comes to us from WJTV in Mississippi.
The Japanese television.
That's right. Texas woman sentenced for hiring Memphis couple to murder Mississippi woman.
Oh, that's a crime now. Look, Ten Commandments, which as we all know, America is based on.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. If you ask any American, what are all your laws based on? They'll say Magna Carta, Ten Commandments. Yep. Sort
of. I actually think this one is illegal. You're not allowed to hire a Memphis person to murder someone in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Murdering it. Murdering it. Across state lines. Laws.
Yeah.
But like, what's one of those commandments? Thou shalt not kill. And she wasn't going to kill anyone.
Just keeping her hands clean.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that's finesse.
A Dallas, Texas woman was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for her part in a murder-for-hire conspiracy that, if successful, would have resulted in the death of a South Haven, Mississippi woman in 2022. According to the United States Attorney's Office, Ashley Grayson, 35, ran an internet-based business, and in 2021, she had a falling out with a woman from South Haven who operated a similar business.
Two Etsy pages. So it's 100% two Etsy pages.
I thought this was going to be like a husband affair or something. It's literally just a rival Etsy business.
It's so good. It's actually even better than that. You'll find out. Reports say Grayson suspected that the woman was creating fake online content criticizing her and her business. The two women never met in person.
That's so cool.
Oh, my God. It's fucking unhinged.
It's sick because this woman's not old enough to know about, like, swatting. And she just went straight to, I guess the only thing available to me is to hire a hitman
to
fucking kill you.
To hire a married hitman team, a hit wife and hit husband.
Hit wife and hit
husband. To hire Mr. and Mrs. Smith from that movie.
Love hit wifing.
Yes, Lucy.
Yes. A couple of plays together stays together, you know?
Yes.
And, well, no, if it's... But also, do what you love, never work a day in your life.
Correct. Mm. Yes.
But sometimes go to jail.
Never mix pleasure and business, unless pleasure is your business. Mm. Grayson reportedly asked the couple to kill three people. Oh. The South Haven woman, Grayson's ex-boyfriend, and a Texas woman who had recently made negative social media posts about Grayson.
Oh my God.
That's so cool. It's working me like. And while I'm here, while I've got you, you know what?
Yeah.
Just one more.
Can you imagine
getting murdered for that? That's rough.
Yeah, that is rough. I agree. You got to imagine comment. This woman has like a close circle of friends that at no point said, "Ooh, I think you might have actually gone too far with this one." Like, you know that every time she was like, "This bitch, I'm going to fucking kill this bitch."
Yeah, you all see this comment? Like, yes, I'm going to kill her. Yes, you should kill her. Yes, yes,
you deserve
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Have a cocktail? Yes.
No, I reckon one of her friends was about to say, "You know what? This is a bit over the top. I think you need to like pull your head in and everything." After the second person, when she said the second person she was going to kill, they were going to say, "You're going too far. You're acting fucking crazy." And then she said, "And I'm going to throw in just one person who made an idle comment on social media." And they were like, "Maybe I'm not going to say anything." Because apparently the barrier for entry to this list is quite low.
Is being rude.
Yeah.
Rudeness. Ooh. Yeah. She was willing to pay the couple at least $20,000 per killing, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Imagine leaving a comment so devastating. Someone
that
paid
$20,000
to kill you.
To have you dead for it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Surely, like, you know that time when everyone was using Twitter, like celebrities and politicians, and they were all reading their own posts?
Ooh.
I bet a few of the wealthy and powerful definitely like successfully pulled this off. Like one guy got like a really good burn off against like some Republican senator or whatever, and he just gave like some white supremacist militia guy with a shotgun $100,000.
Yeah, for sure.
To kill like a rude commenter.
I mean, it seems like it doesn't cost that much money, particularly within like the rap beef community these days. I don't know how closely either of you follow local rap scenes and their beefs in the United States.
Sounds like a real Andrew thing to do.
But, yeah, not
more of an Andrew vibe.
But like, but people my age have this conception of like, ooh, in the 90s when it was like East Coast, West Coast beef and Tupac got killed and Biggie got killed, that was crazy. People are getting killed so frequently over rap stuff now. And like guys where it's like he had one mixtape out and has been slain by his opponent after accidentally revealing his location on Instagram Live. Like, just having a recognizable hotel behind you, and somebody turns up 10 minutes later and kills you, and then they post about how they successfully killed you.
What if we got killed by a rival podcast?
Yeah. Ooh. What if Tom and Demi paid someone to kill us?
Demi paid someone $20,000?
I'm going to make it. Look, I'm going to make a request right now. I don't want to put them on blast. Tom, Demi, please don't have us killed.
We're not going to put a hit out on you guys.
No.
Yeah.
Unless we think we have to get it done first before you can put a hit out on us.
Do we need a preemptive strike, Tom and
Demi? We should just have someone on a retainer, perhaps.
Like a hitman on standby?
On call. He's on standby.
Yeah. He's just like on a... I don't know exactly where they live, but I reckon if we get a hitman with a sniper rifle on the roof of maybe the Guzman and Gomez in Newtown.
Yeah, if we get Glenn Powell hitman on the roof of a Guzman and Gomez.
I reckon we got a chance. They got to be around Newtown sometime, right? Everyone goes to Newtown.
They're pretty recognizable people.
Tom really stands out in the crowd on account of his enormous. So don't fuck with us, Tom. Yeah. I know you're listening to this. Sick of shit. Stop trying to kill us.
It's like they say, all roads lead to Newtown.
Yes.
Great. They do say that. Yeah. I don't know how much I thought a hit would cost, but 20 grand doesn't seem like very expensive or like worth it to do a murder.
It's not very expensive. I kind of feel like the consequences are sort of potentially less bad for her, the woman who commissioned the killing, because like she got caught and she's going to go to prison for like 10 years for trying to kill multiple people. Mm. Whereas the trade-off for the killers is if you number one, you have to do a murder, although as we've established, it's kind of what keeps their marriage humming.
But you've got to do multiple a year. If you're only getting 20 grand per murder, you're like you minimum five per year, and you're not even living lavishly at that point.
It's like it's like professional fighters, you know. You hear, oh, they got a $50,000 bonus for finishing that fight. And it's like, yeah, but you know, then there's how many times a year are you killing someone? Like, are you having to travel? Are you paying for your own airfares? Do you got to cover the hotel? Are you paying taxes on that? You know?
Probably not the tax.
Probably not the taxes, but then you've also got to have some other way of explaining your income to the dang IRS, am I right?
Yeah. The guy comes knocking. Will Ferrell comes knocking, and he says, "Hi, I'm here to audit you." And you go, "Fuck. God, I hope we form a beautiful romance."
And so if you get caught for being the Etsy murderer, you will probably go to jail forever if you've murdered somebody and been paid to do it. And if you get away with it, you get $20,000, and then you've got to split that with your wife.
Oh, true. Yeah, really, it's a dual income.
So really, it's like $10,000 each for a murder. You know,
not worth it. I'd want more.
Yeah,
it's like not. It's like, not enough to like buy a secondhand Honda Civic. You know,
even just covering your expenses, you're not coming out particularly ahead. But also, there's the psychological trauma of ending a man's life.
Mm.
Or a woman's life.
And the danger. Like, you want an extra fee for the danger of it, right?
Yeah.
Because you're putting your own life at risk. You're not getting any health insurance from the hitman job, I don't think.
No, but maybe for these guys, you know, the action is the juice, you know?
The action is probably the juice for these guys.
Maybe
the
money's just a bonus.
Maybe they're really successful already. And they're like, but
side
hustle. Only thing that makes me feel alive is putting a plastic bag over the head of a lady who said, "Your crocheting skills are C-.
Yes. Your fulfillment times leave something to be desired. Kill her! Kill that bitch! On September 10th, the Memphis couple recorded a call to Grayson where she confirmed that she wanted the South Haven woman killed as soon as possible, stating that if the couple carried out the killing in the next week, she would award them an extra $5,000.
Not that much.
She's handing out bonuses. Also, I don't know if this couple are real hit people because they recorded the call and they took it to the authorities.
I was thinking that. Are they fake? Perhaps?
I think they might be hitman style hitmen.
Yeah.
This is a Glenn Powell situation.
It's a Glenn Powell situation.
These guys are philosophy lecturers or whatever.
I've really been meaning to watch that movie.
Kind of hot with it.
It's pretty fun.
Pretty really
enjoyed
good.
Myself. It's fun. It's a good time.
All I need is for a movie to be fun.
He's good.
You know?
He's hot. And she's hot. The Bisexuals Delight, that film.
Mm-hmm.
You love it. Reports say the couple sent Grayson a photo of police lights from an unrelated incident and stated that they had tried to kill the woman but were unsuccessful. They then demanded $10,000 for the attempt, which was half the promised price.
Oh, that's how they got
Are they hitman scammers, perhaps?
You got hit scammed.
Is this a hit scam?
You got duped.
That's why the hit's so cheap, right? Because you're actually not getting 20 grand. You're scamming your way into 10 grand.
You're sitting there thinking, oh, that's quite affordable, actually. And then, bam, hit scammed.
Yeah. If you are not paying, you are the product.
You are. Yeah. How funny is it to just, like, take a photo of some flashing police lights and be like, oh, man, it went crazy. Can I have 10 grand?
Can I have $10,000?
Oh, no, the police arrived and asked me to stop killing her.
Getting, like, a stock photo of a crime scene that still has the Getty Images watermark on it. Yeah, it went mad. Yeah, oh, it went
south.
That bitch
is dead.
Yeah.
Sending them the meme of the little girl standing outside the house on fire and going, oh, didn't work out. Everything's gone sideways.
Had to burn that shit down. I'm going dark. Going to Venezuela. Please send me my 10 grand. The couple flew to Dallas and collected the $10,000 from Grayson and her husband.
Oh.
Yeah.
They actually got the 10 grand.
They got the 10 large for like sending a photo.
That's hustle.
That's fucking hustle. That's so really good.
And hey, what are they guilty of? Certainly not murdering anyone.
The police wouldn't let them keep the 10 grand, right?
Probably not.
Probably not. So,
I'll tell you what happened. The police would go, oh, a civil asset forfeiture. We'll take that.
Yeah. And then these guys.
Proceeds of a
crime. They are actually killers. They go Rebel Ridge on them because that's what you do when someone's civil asset forfeitures you.
Yes. We have a new framework for understanding civil asset forfeiture. And action movies.
Hey, thank you, Macon Blair. Macon Blair, no, the other guy, Jeremy Saulnier, for teaching me about civil assets. Oh, Lucy.
Good stuff.
You're going to fucking love Rebel Ridge.
All right.
The lead actor is like the most aesthetically pleasing man who's ever existed, I think.
So beautiful to watch him do stuff.
What's his name?
It's like a British guy that I haven't seen in anything.
He's hot as fuck, and he moves in a very beguiling way.
It makes you go
non-lethal combat skills.
It makes you go,
Aaron Pierre, if
he can take control of the situation like this, imagine the ways he could take control of other situations. You know?
Piercing eyes on that guy. Yeah,
James Cromwell. Now we're talking. Now we got a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Cromwell,
you got, yeah, fuck, I forgot.
You got Don Johnson.
Yeah.
Don Johnson doing great work in there. I didn't even recognize, what's that kid's name that I can't remember?
Yeah.
He's got a silly name, but he's been in a bunch of other stuff, like The Place Beyond the Pines. He's one of the kids in that, grown up, and I did not recognize him at all until somebody pointed it out later on.
Check out Rebel Ridge.
And also The Place Beyond the Pines. I enjoyed that too.
In March 2024, the case went to trial where Joshua Grayson was acquitted by jury and Ashley Grayson was found guilty as charged.
That's so good.
You got a guilty wife, innocent husband situation?
In the slammer.
Was it just the wife? Imagine finding out your wife did this and being like, oh, Ashley.
Ashley, come on. I told you. You just kind of got to stop reading the fucking comments.
Just turn it off. Just turn your phone off.
Like, literally, turn
your phone off.
Just
close your eyes.
Ashley was sentenced on October 31st to 120 months in federal prison and 3 years of supervised release.
Emery Cohen. Cohen is the actor. I could not remember the name of.
Okay, thanks.
I'm sorry, but if we were to briefly take a look at Emery Cohen's IMDb page, I got to say that is one of the least flattering photos of the actor.
I don't think I've ever seen this guy before.
It was in Roofman, his upcoming American crime drama.
Oh my goodness. That's not how I would want a photo of me to look were I an actor on there. Hold on, I'm just putting it in the chat for you.
That's not great.
He looks very thoughtful.
He does, but like just the way his little neck fold is hanging off his finger there.
A little artificial double chin.
That'd make me feel bad to see that photo of myself. You know? Yeah. Great actor, though.
We could fix that for him.
Ooh.
We got to get in there. Find a better public domain photo of Emery Cohen.
Yeah,
face tune.
Let's face tune that chin.
You face-tune him hard enough, you won't be able to see any of those folds at all. It'll just be one smooth, perfect plane.
One perfect orb that is impossible to criticize or compliment. Quote, this was a 21st century crime where online feuds and senseless rivalries bled into the real world. The defendant tried to hire someone to murder a woman over things that happened exclusively on the internet, said acting U.S. attorney Regan Fondren. Fortunately, no one was physically hurt in this case, but the victim and her family still felt a severe and emotional impact as the result.
Yeah, imagine finding out that someone had taken a hit on you because of your, like, Etsy
internet comments.
You'd be like, "Wait, the comment I left like 2 years ago, where I was like, oh man, are you buying these? I don't think you're making them."
Yeah, I found this Ashley Grayson woman.
Oh, I've got stuff in there.
Yeah, all right, actually she's not kind of what I expected, to be honest.
No. It's not at all. Odd, right?
Yeah.
So this is a bit more detail on this. This story, or this is an excerpt from a story from the Atlanta Black Star, which is a sort of like black-focused news organization
cool
in Atlanta.
Name.
Yeah, it is. Grayson and her husband Joshua were criminally indicted in July 2023 for the plot. Federal prosecutors alleged the Mississippi-based couple contacted contract killer. In Tennessee between August and September, and paid that individual to murder a person identified in the federal indictment as DH. That individual was not harmed. Grayson earned widespread popularity after reportedly making $1 million in less than an hour after launching her online business, Digital Course Recipe, in 2021, through which she taught people to turn their passions into a profitable online course.
Pyramid scheme.
Yeah,
pyramid.
I wonder how much
these things are fake. They're not real.
How much of this involves you also starting your own course, I wonder.
Yeah, so this is just that classic, like, we've talked about this extensively, the type of business hustle where the business, what you're selling is teaching people to do the business hustle that you are doing.
Yeah, yes. I make six figures in a minute and I'll teach you how to do it.
Yeah, and then you never really are thinking about, like, well, if everyone's selling business hustles, who's buying them?
What is the business?
What is the any of this for? Why is the money moving around?
Yeah.
What are the good or service that's being provided?
What is the service that's being provided?
Yeah.
So yeah, she's a real like entrepreneur kind of woman.
Yeah, she's like a LinkedIn.
Her and her husband are like LinkedIn entrepreneur hustlers.
They're Christian LinkedIn entrepreneur hustlers as well. Big, strong Christian vibes and all this.
Okay.
What furthered her online stardom was her lavish proposal to Joshua Grayson, which featured a performance from R&B singer Monica on a yacht.
Oh, God. Okay.
Videos and pictures of the event went viral, which earned the couple a massive social media following. The year after their engagement, allegations started circulating that the success Ashley Grayson garnered from her online business was greatly exaggerated, and that the money she made was actually from a workers' compensation settlement after she lost a finger at an old job.
Oh my God. We've all been there.
So she took that lost finger and she turned it into an opportunity.
She did.
And she turned that opportunity into $1 million. That's hustle.
That is hustle.
In 2022, Grayson filed a defamation lawsuit against a financial coach named Derica Harwell, alleging that a comment Harwell posted under one of Grayson's Facebook posts was false, defamatory, and injurious.
Saying that she doesn't make that much money?
Yeah, that and also, if I'm remembering correctly, I'm pretty sure Derica posted a comment saying that she had to take out a restraining order against Grayson as well. And the defamation was that Ashley Grayson was saying it was defamatory to suggest that she was a stalker.
Uh-huh.
Now, so it seems pretty clear that this is Derica Harwell that they're talking about. And my suspicions are somewhat confirmed based on an Instagram post that Derica Harwell, who is also a Christian hustlefluencer, this is something she posted 2 days ago when I did the notes 2 days ago. A situation occurred and my family and I had to temporarily leave our totally custom-built main home of 6 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, in-home gym, built-in classroom, etc.
Very subtle.
So good.
That's such a funny thing to post.
These people are evil. All
and
of these people are
we had to leave our
evil.
Custom-built 6-bedroom, 6-bathrooms in-home gym.
Well, they had to leave that to temporarily live in one of our much smaller homes. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, no gym, no double living rooms, no classroom, no real space for our family of 8.
Too many kids.
That's a lot. Too many of them. Instead of complaining, we thanked God that in our time of need, we had some place to go. Thank God we had our second smaller house.
Instead of complaining about our smaller house that only has 3 bathrooms.
5 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms. No gym.
No gym. Thank God.
We thank God for giving us an umbrella emoji, to prepare for a rainy day, rain cloud emoji. Having multiple pieces of real estate is more than an online flex. It can easily be a form of stability and or financial security.
Oh, really?
God. Oh, my God. They linked in posting about someone trying to murder them.
Someone trying to murder
Here's
you.
Here's what someone, I learned from someone trying to murder me.
Someone tried to murder you and your family. Well, probably just you, and then to orphan your 8 kids.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, fuck, how do we tie in that our house is huge?
Yeah, how do we tie in our real estate business?
Fuck. Of course, we're back now, but we have a stronger appreciation for our home and thankful to have options if we ever need to leave again.
Also, we have purchased many guns.
That's just a
incredible.
Type of, you know, just... get that money. Go for it. Yeah. You know? But Jesus Christ.
You people aren't human. Like... these people have transcended what it means to be like a human being, and they're like something else.
Yeah, like LinkedIn,
the soul has left the body.
Has turned them into just sort of like an aggregate of financial concepts and marketing concepts instead of like a person.
Yeah, you're kind of just not like a person anymore.
Do you like they probably still have like hopes and dreams and like fears and like regrets and memories and
but
stuff.
But they're probably mostly about like the hustle, right? You're it's like, just... I hope I can make more money from the hustle. I regret not investing in crypto earlier.
They kind of exist in the shape of a human, but you know, the spirit, the soul, the animus of what we would consider a person has left them, and they are no longer recognizable like an incredibly face-tuned 60-year-old.
Yes, bring it back. That's beautiful. Yes. Like, I don't, you know, it's very... it's weird to speculate about the lives of strangers, which is mostly what this podcast is. It's especially weird and I think unpleasant to speculate about like how someone would parent or be with their kids. But I do get the overwhelming impression from this that they're the sort of people that would like go psycho at their kids for like ruining a photo for a post.
Oh, 100%.
Where like, you little fucking shit.
Not now. Mummy's hustling.
6 bathroom. In-home gym. Very weird. Anyway, that's,
That's so, quite a story.
Amazing, isn't it? You know, you're working probably by the sound of it like a some sort of menial job. You lose a finger and then all of a sudden you're hiring hitmen because people were rude to you.
Hiring hitmen. They're like Fargo energy.
Yeah.
I mean,
things keep rolling, you know?
Yeah. Except in Fargo, it's like I'm trying to fix my own problem. You know, instead of in this where it's like...
yeah, she didn't really have any problem. Just,
you didn't need to do that, lady.
I just didn't like a thing you said.
You could have just enjoyed your workers' combo payout and enjoyed your life.
You had a boat proposal party.
Yeah.
An R&B singer. You don't need to care about what Derricka Harwell says.
Well, she probably spent all the money on the boat,
the boat.
Proposal.
Maybe
probably.
She's deep in the hole because of the boat.
I think
And now that she's so far in the hole, she's like, fuck. Anyone makes any bad comments and my sales start going down, we're fucked.
I love that she's just going to jail and her husband's just like, not my problem.
Ooh, I was not around for those phone
calls. Not aware.
Shit.
What's my wife up to? I don't know. We don't spend a lot of time together.
I was in the den. I was actually in my man cave.
I was actually hustling. I was actually I was investing.
To be clear, I was having an affair at the time.
I am having multiple affairs. I am never home.
I'm actually not that invested in my wife. So I don't think this actually comes back to me at all. Avoiding jail when your wife is going to be in there for what sounds like 10 years? That's one lucky man. He is maybe the sort of guy we would cover in a segment we call Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
So true.
This comes to us from K-A-R-E in Minnesota, the Care. 7-year-old beats 89 adults in a football pool, collects $900.
Okay.
Woo!
Hell yeah, kid. Conceived in the heart of Lakeville, born among the regulars at Babe's hometown bar, exists a hometown football pool. When I first read that sentence, I thought that they were talking about the kid, and I was like, you don't have to say where the people in your story were conceived. That's an odd detail to include. Quote, "We think we started about 10 or 11 years ago," Jane Gray says. "We call it King of the Hill." Jane birthed the little NFL pool that's grown to 90 participants who each pay $10 to play. The rules are simple. Quote, "You pick a team to win, and if that team wins, you move on. But you can never pick them again."
That's a fun game.
Yeah, that's like a fun little thing you can do for $10.
That's a fun little game.
Down at Babe's hometown bar. Simple appeals to Kathy Rep. "I've been in it a few years," she says, "and I've usually got my oldest grandson. I get him in it."
Starting him on a beautiful life of gambling.
Of sports gambling, that's right.
What could fuck you more than like having a beloved family member introduce you to gambling really early on, and you have a big win and make what to you at that time is an inconceivable amount of money, and then you are praised in the newspaper?
Yeah, you got lots of like, you became a sort of cherished micro celebrity. You also associate it with just like spending quality time with your grandma.
Yep, yep. You're just having
and then she passes.
Absolutely drilled into your brain that like the best thing that can happen to you is winning your sports gambling.
Yeah. Kathy's grandson, Jackson, is 21. Jackson's little brother, Christian, is 7.
Aww.
At the start of this year's NFL season, for the first time, Kathy decided Christian shouldn't be excluded from the football pool, so she threw in an extra $10. Quote, "It was the last minute. I said, you know what? I'm going to put Christian in too." Christian loves sports. His room is a shrine to the Wild, Twins, Timberwolves, and the Green Bay Packers. The latter
too good,
can be
too good for the Vikings. Too good for the Vikings.
What's
it's pretty weird?
Who's the Minnesota Wild? Who's that?
The hockey.
Oh, of course. Sure. The latter can be blamed on his grandpa, Kathy's late husband, Kurt, a diehard Packers fan whose influence first spread to Jackson and then to Christian. But now both grandsons are in the football pool, with Christian as the youngest participant ever. 89 adults and a second grader. The first week, Christian chose the Saints. His grandmother should have. Quote, "I got knocked out the first week," Kathy laughs. The second week, Christian chose the Chargers, won again. Quote, "I think I saw their record," he later said. "I picked the right records." Most of the adults in the pool did not choose so well.
He's going to make a great gambler.
Yeah, he's already got the nose.
You should get him a sports bet account.
He's got the knack.
Yeah.
He's got the gift. He's the Kwisatz Haderach of like Minnesotan sports. The first week we had lost 41 and the second week we had lost 34, Jane says. Week 3, Christian picked the Bills and won again. Christian's mother, Maria Amundsen, who wasn't participating in the pool herself, quickly gained interest. Quote, "Every week he made it further, his eyes got wider, his smile got bigger, and then we found out there were 7 people left, 5 people left." And I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, because your son has the gift.
He's got the gift. You got to get him a sports bet account.
He's got the sight. He was born with a third eye open. You got to give him $500 and a sports bet account. Get him a phone that can only call the bookies in Vegas.
Yeah.
Because he's not old enough to use a phone to talk to other people.
Yeah, absolutely not. Put him to work, though.
Yeah. Then week 4, Christian's mum nearly blew it. Quote, "I put him to bed and I forgot to ask him who he wanted," she says. Maria picked the Texans for her son. By the next day, she was doubting her choice. "I saw they were losing with about a minute left and I thought, oh no." Then the Texans scored a touchdown to win with 18 seconds left.
I bet that felt great.
Well, she thought, oh boy, I'm never picking again. Maria laughs. Well.
You picked the winner, though.
You didn't get a taste for it, though. But, like, you picked the winner, so you should have.
You picked the winner, yeah.
Ooh, I got the flutter. I got the chills. At Babe's bar, the news was starting to spread. "I'm down to these older gentlemen," Jane says. "He hasn't won yet, but I said, you're getting beat by a second grader."
Don't antagonize. Yeah. Don't go down there and start.
Don't antagonize.
Hey, you Vietnam War veteran fucks. This
my
little kid's
son's
beating your ass.
Dominating you.
Also, like, kind of weird to be like, kind of taking credit for it.
Yeah.
You didn't choose
my
the
gambling
right
son is crushing you. My gambling grandson.
They're doing the plot of that Simpsons episode where Lisa's picking all the teams, right?
Yeah, yeah, that is what it is like. In week five, Christian picked the Chiefs. Chiefs. Kathy saw the text from Jane on her phone the next morning. It read, "Your grandson Christian won $900. It was amazing," she says, still beaming more than a month later. "When I think about my grandson's gambling wins, big old smile on my face."
And I bet she turned around and said, "Christian, you won't believe this. You won $100.
$50.
Because kids don't understand how much money is worth. You got
$10. That's so many lollies."
Of course, with inflation in Joe Biden's America, you know,
Joe Bidenomics,
you're really
taxes.
You're going to get like two Hershey's kisses for that. But still.
Yeah. A dollar ain't shit and it's taxed all to hell. That's what I know. That's why you're getting $25. Good luck.
That's so true.
The 7-year-old had beaten all 89 adults. Quote, "I've never had to have the winner be driven by his mum to get the money," Jane laughs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably because you've never before had a child in your gambling ring.
Yeah.
Probably.
You put a child in your gambling ring.
Probably because he's a child.
Is this illegal?
I don't think you could even organize like an informal pool with customers. I think you would probably be severely punished in Australia for doing that. Jane and her husband, Tom, were among the losers. Quote, "I got to admit it was a little tough on the ego when I found out I did lose to a second grader," Tom says sheepishly. Tom and his friends wondered, what does a second grader do with $900?
It's a good Fortnite skins.
Yeah, Fortnite like skins
V-Bucks.
Mostly.
It's mostly V-Bucks, I'd say.
A few blocks away, Christian sits in his bedroom showing some visitors at their request a wallet stuffed with bills. You got pilgrims coming to see the money, the stuffed wallet of the gifted child?
Yeah, I'd go to see that kid's money.
That's odd. That's very weird.
That's pretty strange. It's pretty strange.
"Hey, Mom, just go into my bedroom. Got a couple of people here who want to see the wallet." Christian's mom let him keep $200. The rest, she put away for later.
Wink.
I mean, that's honestly, yeah. She put it away in the girls' night jar. Yeah, we are going fucking crazy.
We're getting margaritas.
We're going up to the casino. And let's just say we won't be driving home. yeah, it's a lot, Christian says. He did want to bring some money to church to put in an offering, Maria says. Christian tried to give Jane a $50 tip. This boy was raised right.
Yeah, he was raised right.
You know, he's giving money to the church. He's tipping Jane for doing such a good job.
Yeah.
But the organizer of the football pool wasn't accepting. I said, nope, that's yours, Christian. You earned that. Christian's attempts to share didn't end there. He wants to give $100 to his brother, Christian's mother says.
Good Minnesota boy.
He's
you
a
know?
good Minnesota values and a good Minnesota boy. $900. I mean, he's seven, so he doesn't really understand that, like, giving like a couple of $100 to your older brother is like
an insane thing to do.
That's like a crazy amount of money. It's cool of you, though. That's super dope of you. You're tight, bro.
Yeah.
You chill with me. His brother says, no, it's your money, Christian. That's your $900, 7-year-old Christian. Christian got the same response when he tried to pay his grandmother back the $10 she spent on his entry fee.
Oh, what a good kid.
A sweet boy. Keep it, Kathy told him. She had a suggestion. I said, you know what? I'll put you in again next year. Man, the pressure on him is going to be so fucked.
Yeah. he's going to be out in the first round. He's going to be overthinking.
Biting all his fingernails off.
Yeah, punching holes in the wall. He's knocked out in the first week. Fuck!
Let him pay back the entry fee.
I think that's nice.
Very reasonable. Yeah. He wants to do a thing that's completely sensible and appropriate. Let him do it. Like he's still going to have $890, you know?
Yeah. He's learning responsibility, fiscal responsibility, and being nice to your me more.
It's Elna's birthday next week, and the girl said, can you take us to the shops so that we can use our pocket money to buy, that they've saved, to buy a birthday present for mum? And I said, yes. Because, like, you know, and yeah, you can go, oh, I'll pay for it or whatever. But, like, I think it's a good value to encourage the idea of, like, you know, doing things for other people, thinking about other people. Like, that's good. And that's
good stuff.
Like, it's what money's for, you know? spending it.
You can't take it with you.
You can't take it with you. I bend down and I say into my beautiful daughter's little open face, you can't take this shit with you when you die.
You leave this earth with fucking nothing.
And you never know when someone might have a hit out on you.
You never know what's going to happen. You never know when you're going to comment on the wrong post.
Look over your shoulder.
Yeah. Never feel safe. Mm. Never stop thinking about the end either. Don't ever have your mind on the present.
Keep your head on a swivel.
I want you to fucking think about the moment of departure. When you just, the life is leaving your body and you know soon that all of your memories, all of your relationships, all of your experiences, everything you did, they will turn to fucking dust.
Live scared.
Live scared.
Live scared. Live scared. Always saying this.
And worried about the future. Yes.
I'm going to start making Lance Armstrong style rubber bracelets that say live scared.
Live scared. Live scared and die alone.
That's right.
Kathy says her grandson responded, Grandma, I think I'm fine. We have enough money now. Well, guess what? Joe Biden's America, $900 doesn't go fucking anywhere.
Yeah,
you don't have enough money.
It's a woke bill. You got to pay the woke bill.
You
woke
actually tax, owe money
paying
now.
Paying for pink hair.
Now you owe
symptom
money.
Piercings. Christian did spend $40 of his winnings on more sports memorabilia for his room. This time, tiny figurines of NFL players called Teeny Mates. They are all he wants.
He's going to spend all his money on Teeny Mates.
The boy craves Teeny Mates. It's all
and
he
guess
wants.
What? He's not going to care about him in 6 months.
No, he'll have forgotten about Teeny Mates.
He'll have completely forgotten about Teeny Mates.
You don't play with your Teeny Mates anymore. No, because they're for babies.
They're gay. They're gay now.
Teeny Mates are gay.
Have you guys seen Teeny Mates?
I'm looking at them now.
Looking at them right now. I've got my eyes on them.
I've only got NBA ones. I got to tell you, if they had like ice hockey Teeny Mates, I'd be all over them.
Buying them.
Oh, they got NFL ones. Yeah, they got
football ones.
Yeah. What's they got to have some sort of NHL equivalent of Teeny Mates, right?
Hopefully.
Oh, there's NHL Teeny Mates.
Teeny hoses.
Is there? Yep. Teeny Hoosiers?
That's right. Teeny Mates. Oh, and you can get like little lockers for the players. It has their number on it. Has their little jersey on it. The Teeny Mates real cool. Superstar Collector Set. Who we got in that bad boy? Unfortunately, I don't recognize hockey players.
So. Travis Konechny? Is there a
Travis? Are you got a Travis Konechny Teeny Mate?
They got a Travis Konechny there.
Oh,
I thought that would
God.
Maybe.
This 2024 set includes Connor Bedard, Igor Shesterkin, Nathan MacKinnon, David Pastrnak, Connor McDavid, Alexander Ovechkin.
They got a Pastrnak Teeny Mate.
Hey, they may not be recognizable names to us, but some of those hockey players to Lucy are celebrities. We look at celebrities in Celebrity Watch. Comes to us from the Central Oregon Daily News. Actor Woody Harrelson makes surprise visit to Bend Vegan Restaurant.
Well, if you announce it ahead of time, that's when you put your security at risk.
Yeah.
Yes, true.
Imagine Woody Harrelson just showing up at your local vegan restaurant.
I reckon in terms of like low-key celebrity visits, of like not like someone mind-blowing, but someone who you're like, holy shit, a Woody Harrelson one I reckon's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, although he's someone that I would not like to bother.
Yeah, true.
You know, I'm not asking him for a photo. I don't want to bother that man.
Yeah. If he's coming into the bar and he's ordering, I assume he doesn't drink. I get that vibe from him. Just smokes a shitload of weed. Could be wrong. Who knows? And he's like, hey, I would like one of your house-made hibiscus iced teas. I would say, oh, sure, mate. Wouldn't even say Mr. Harrelson or, of course, Woody. I would be like, yeah, man, yeah.
Just like,
what are you doing
accent?
In Brisbane?
Are you American? Canadian?
You know, from around here, right? Sort of play it a little bit cool.
Play it cool. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a fan.
And
I'm
then, just as he turns away, I'll just be like, hey, bro, No Country for Old Men. Oof. Yeah. True Detective Season 1.
He does own a spirit company here.
Okay. He probably drinks heavily.
He gives me sober energy. He gives me ex-alcoholic energy.
The world's
speculate
first,
on Woody Harrelson.
The world's first plant-powered holistic spirits company.
Yes. He's a big old vegan head, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Founded by entrepreneur Amy Holmwood and actor and environmentalist Woody Harrelson, the Holistic Spirits Co. combines science, nature, and artisanal distillation to create innovative spirits that elevate the palate and the planet.
I knew it. Okay, so when he comes in and he orders a double neat Eagle Rare bourbon, I say, hey, tell you what, Eagle Rare is pretty good. Maybe you want to try the Michter's, Mr. Harrelson, and then bam, instantly. We got a rapport going on.
You got something to talk about. And here's the thing. He's going to think that you're really cool because you're just talking about the drinks, you know?
He's
you're
talking about conversation. Booze.
You're not asking him uncouth questions about the movies he's been on. What was Javier Bardem really like? Is it true that he gave himself that haircut?
Where do you get your ideas?
He doesn't want to come in there for a delicious drink and talk about work. And instead, you know, you're just providing him with a taste of the everyman. And he appreciates that. That's the thing.
Yeah. I say, hey, you know what? On the house. Don't worry about it.
And then when he leaves, he's straight into his phone. He's like, didn't ask me a single question about myself. Put out the hit.
Have you heard that thing about how his grandpa?
His father, I believe.
No. His father?
I think it was his father.
Was a hitman.
Was a hitman
who... was a contract killer. He killed a federal judge.
That sounds fake.
Or a state senator.
Very true.
Or something.
I believe it was a federal judge.
Oh. Woody
Harrelson, hitman dad. Charles Void Harrelson was an American contract killer, and he was the father of actors Brett and Woody Harrelson.
Bang, bang, bang. Got it.
Wow. He was convicted of assassinating federal judge John H. Wood Jr.
Well, what did John H. Wood Jr. do to deserve it, I might ask?
Yeah. I think it was a revenge killing, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
That's crazy.
Is that nuts?
Kind of comment did the judge post?
There is a reference to that killing in the opening monologue of No Country for Old Men, which is fun. Fun little bit of trivia. Salud Raw Food is a hole-in-the-wall vegan restaurant in downtown Bend. While the business is small, it caught the eye of one of Hollywood's biggest names, Woody Harrelson. Quote, they came in yesterday and my employee who was there sent me a text letting me know, Salud owner Corinne Coxey said. I hate when I get a text that a celeb is at the bar. I've had that happen a couple of times now. Maddie
really?
Being like, hey, Dylan Moran is here. And I go, fuck! Dylan Moran's there and I'm not there.
Wow.
Isn't it Moran?
I think it is.
I thought it was Moran. Oh,
well, I thought it was Moran.
I think you're a morong.
I would have really.
I think you're a real moron.
Wikipedia. Pronunciation here. Emphasis on the more and then whatever the upside down E means, bitch.
I love looking up a pronunciation and then not understanding what it says.
Yeah, I'd love to be one of those guys that just like knows what the key is. The fuck is the upside down E? The in about or in comma?
Maybe you're correct. You're sounding correct, Ben.
It's happened to me before.
Okay.
Who else did we have? Someone else came in the other day. Oh, it's always just footy players. That doesn't really matter.
That's all right.
Harrelson, known for notable roles in, quote, The People vs. Larry Flint, No Country for Old Men, Natural Born Killers, and more, is also a longtime vegan. He came through Salud's doors on Monday, surprising Coxey's employee. Quote, they had a great conversation. He showed her a couple of card tricks. He had a deck of cards with him, Coxey said.
Yes.
Oh my God.
You know, he picked that up on Now You See Me. On the Now You
100%.
See Me soon to be trilogy.
Doing card tricks.
Oh, really?
They're
doing
serious?
Now You Three Me?
I believe they're doing Now You Three Me. Yeah.
Holy fuck. Those movies are dog shit.
They're really. Why would you make another one?
They're very bad.
They're not good.
They're extremely silly, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. That's. I bet they did a like 8-week intensive boot camp during pre-production of card tricks.
Yeah.
Sleight of hand tricks. Mind twisting. Mentalism. That sort of stuff.
I'm kind of like less offended by those movies just on the basis that, like, I don't think that there is any pretense that they're meant to be anything other than a stupid, like, fluffy diversion.
You know what I mean?
They are a fluffy diversion. That's true. I think I am aggrieved by the stupid hats in the movie. There's a lot of hats.
They're putting hats on everybody. That's very true. And there's also
hats on freaking everybody.
There's also all the like set pieces where they're like, we all need to pass this card around between us to avoid detection by the dastardly Chinese or whatever.
Don't clip that. It's not our opinion that the Chinese.
No, it's the opinion of the filmmakers who made Now You To Me. I believe. I think it was in the second one. They got Dave Franco in there. They got.
There's like the 10-minute scene.
There was a second
them,
one.
They're like flicking an access pass behind their backs and whatever.
I've seen that scene only.
Yeah.
Because it's so silly.
It's really silly.
Ooh, Now You See Me 3 due for release in 2025.
Is it going to be called Now You Three Me?
November 2025. So we know we've got, are they bringing back Isla Fisher?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
So obviously he's probably a very skilled close-up magician now due to his time on Now You See Me and Now You To Me.
Yep. He's not great, but everyone's just got to be polite about it because he's so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, like, obviously he's getting the thrill out of it because he's carrying a deck of cards with him.
Yep.
He loves it.
At all
he
times.
He is that character.
Yeah. He has, like, what? There's no random conversational tidbit leads to you being like, you know what? I'll show you a few card tricks, actually, now that you mention it. No one said anything.
No.
He's come in and be like, hey, can I have, it looks like you got little vegan pulled pork sliders there. Is that jackfruit?
Right. Jackfruit up there, and he's flipping cards in his fingers, shuffling cards while he's talking to you.
Oh, these? You know what? Let me do a couple of tricks. Oh, fuck. I dropped the cards. Shit, let me try again. Is this your card? Yep. Nope.
It's not your card?
This still not your card. Well, shit. Coxie posted a photo of Harrelson in her restaurant shortly after his visit. Harrelson likes the lewd so much he returned on Tuesday morning where employee Aaron McDonald had the opportunity to serve him. Quote, I was kind of expecting him to come in because he came in yesterday. I was half expecting it, but not getting my hopes up in case he didn't come in. It was really cool. He's really chill, McDonald said.
I was half expecting it, but I wasn't willing to give my spirit over entirely to the hope that it would happen. But when it did happen...
Yes. Live in fear. Don't believe Woody
live
Harrelson
scared,
will
live
come
scared.
In. Live scared. He's not coming in.
He's not going to come
pessimism.
In.
Pessimism. Always yes. Assume the worst.
Yes.
And even if he does come in, he's not going to want to talk to me.
He needs to do his magic tricks for me. Little old me. I'm just Aaron McDonald. I just work at the vegan shop. He probably won't show me a cool card trick.
And if you live,
and then when he does.
Yeah. If you live scared, then everything good that happens is going to be, number one, really cool, and number two, such a relief because you thought something really bad was going to happen to you.
When you live scared, everything that doesn't go bad is a miracle.
Yeah.
The worse you think everything is going to go bad, the better it is when it doesn't, you know?
Yes.
So, like, it's all a matter of perspective. So if your perspective
is the way.
If your perspective is that everything that happens to you is going to be an unmitigated disaster,
yeah.
You are probably going to wake up in like a saw trap, you know?
Yes.
Want to play a game? You lived too scared.
Oh, no! Shit! Every day you don't wake up in a saw trap, miracle.
Yep.
A blessing. But that doesn't mean that things are going to get better from here on out either. Keep living.
Tell yourself in the mirror, I am going to have a bad day.
Yes.
I am unlikable.
I am fucked. I am personally fucked up. I am weird.
I am not valid. I'm strange. Everybody thinks I'm weird.
I am an alien. Those studies where it turns out people like you better on average than you think they like you is true of everyone except me. Everyone hates me. Man, I was trying to Google something the other day. I can't remember, just type it into the box.
It's pretty easy.
I was having a really hard time. Using the keys are so small. I don't know. Something was broken on something, and I was trying to find out if it was a known problem. So I had typed in like, "What's wrong with?" And the first autocomplete is just, "What's wrong with me?"
Oh,
a very sad image of like millions of people sitting at the computer, just being like, "What? Like what? What about me? Is so fucked."
What do you reckon the What do you reckon the Google AdWords were on that one?
Do you reckon it's got to be like the
what
name?
What happens
of-
if you type that in?
Like
maybe it's the name of something.
What's wrong with me? And it is indeed the first
one.
Oh,
shit. I mean, it gives you like
AI
the
overview
and stuff. Oh, no, there are people harvesting the fucking SEO from it.
Yeah, baby.
You dogs.
Living in a beautiful world.
Like they put the question in the heading so that they can get on the top of the SEO. You.
What is wrong with me? What to do if you feel this way?
Jelly roll. What's wrong with me? Official audio.
Jelly roll. Okay.
The jelly roll.
Man, this has really made me even more depressed.
Nice.
Oh, there's an AI answer. I hate the world we've created.
Sucks. What is wrong with me? 12 lousy feelings and how to feel less broken. Written by R. McDaniel.
Okay.
This is very sad. Hey, don't type what's wrong with me into Google. Send it to us and we'll tell you.
Send it to us. Give us a detail of your problems. Yeah. We'll fix them.
You need to be more normal. That'll be the answer to nearly all of them.
If you listen to Bunta Vista, the answer is probably autism.
Your personality and your social skills leave something to be desired.
I actually think you're nice. I think you're nice. Oh, maybe like, a little misunderstood. You know?
I think you're well-intentioned. Ooh. I think the overall impact is a little...
The execution leaving a little to be desired, you know? But you've got time. You've got time left in your life to turn it around, you know? Or maybe you don't.
Or you don't.
Live scared.
You probably don't. Live scared.
Live scared.
You are worthless. Live scared.
What if you don't have enough time to turn it around? What if you thought that you were going to have time to, like, turn it around? Meet the right one for you. Build a life together. Start a family. Actually, the clock is ticking.
It's ticking.
It's not too late for other people.
Yeah,
it's
too late for you.
It is too late for you.
You've squandered it. You cannot respec.
You're seeing other people find that before you. You're seeing other people find that 5 years younger than you are now. Terrifying. And you should be scared. Live scared.
Yes, live scared. According to McDonald, Salute at least doubled the amount of its daily profit following his visit and attracted several first-time customers. Got the Harrelson bump.
Yes.
The Woody bump. Quote, he didn't really act like all uppity and whatnot that you might expect a celebrity to be. He was normal.
Should he have?
I don't know if, like, if you get, like, a vegan wrap, you got to be like, I'm too good for this vegan wrap.
So if he was a cunt, it wouldn't have been newsworthy?
No. That would have been the regular celebrity behavior.
Regular
standard celebrity interaction. Spat in my face. Wedgie. Gave me a full. Came behind the bar where he's not supposed to be. Full wedgie.
I am above you. I am better than you. Wedgie.
Yep. Yes. I am more powerful than you. I'm more influential and well-liked.
Stock my botanical vodkas. Wedgie. Wedgie.
We don't have a liquor license. Put me down. Honestly, if I didn't hear about him yesterday, I probably wouldn't have even recognized him, Donald said. What do you mean?
You recognized Woody Harrelson?
Recognized Woody Harrelson?
Beloved actor Woody and amateur magician Woody Harrelson?
Even if you're a fucking like young person, wasn't he in
the Hunger Games movies?
Hunger Games.
He's in Now You See Me 1 and 2 and soon to be Now You 3 Me.
That's right.
And for the old heads, he was in White Men Can't Jump. It's a fun movie.
Everyone of every age could recognize Woody Harrelson
Oscar
by his fucked up face.
Picture. No Country for Old Men, you know, film bros will love him.
Friends with Benefits, starring Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis.
And Woody Harrelson.
And Woody Harrelson.
And Woody Harrelson. I didn't see him on the poster for that movie, and I remember
that
poster.
Not on the poster, in the movie.
Kunis. According to McDonald, Harrelson said he and his wife would likely return to Salud the next time they're in town.
That's good to know.
That's just nice.
He's probably lying, but that's nice.
Yeah, he's never coming back.
Yeah, likely is not a promise, you know?
Mm.
Your jackfruit was unseasoned. I'm never coming back. No more magic tricks from Woody Harrelson.
Maybe he's one of those guys who's like mad at doing an impression of meat with other food. He's like, no, let the ingredients speak for themselves. Don't try to make them simulate the byproduct of animal murder. You have disappointed Woody Harrelson. Wedgie.
Oh, fake meats? Oh, yeah. You got fake meats in here? Oh, disgusting.
Getting a notification like a fallout that your karma has gone down. You have disappointed Woody Harrelson. Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. We learned a lot about the world. We learned a lot about you. You learned a lot about how you should live your life in fear.
Perpetual fear.
It is going to go bad, and it will end soon.
The brief moments of respite from your deep and crushing fear should only serve to contrast how scared you are the rest of the time.
That is right. Thank you for listening. You can get twice as much of this a week for the price of a vegan wrap a month by going to patreon.com/BuntaVista. Until then, stay safe. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep an eye out for Woody Harrelson.
Head on a swivel.
Just like mention like cards or magic tricks if you're ever in conversation with him, because then you get a little show for free.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love? I love close-up magic. Just mutter that to yourself.
A distinctive looking Hollywood celebrity would do some magic tricks for me.
I haven't seen any magic tricks in a long time.
We'll talk to you real soon. Bye.